song says, you are holy, Lord.
Agape Apostolic Church of Deliverance, where we serve one Lord, one faith, and one? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and most important, He is in. For that we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We just honor the Lord for His goodness and mercy. We thank God for my wife being here with us. Amen. And putting up with me for over 30 years. I don't want y'all to get old and try to figure out things like that. Amen. And sometimes you know you have to go vague because you forget. You don't want to get in trouble. But if I count that, I know it's 34 years. Amen. Putting up with me for 34 years. Somebody said, that's a long time. That's older than some of y'all that are in here. Amen. But nevertheless, God is good. So we just thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for all of our visitors and friends this afternoon. Amen. How many know this is Resurrection Sunday?
Amen.
I said, how many know this is Resurrection
Amen.
Sunday? How many know that He went down, but He didn't stay there?
That's right.
I said, how many know that He went down, but He didn't die? I heard one preacher say that when He died, death thought He had Him. He went down, death said, I got Him. Death could hold Him. He said, and then He went to the grave. And the grave said, not too many people escaped my grasp. That's why the Lord is a wonderful Savior. I got Him and I'm not worried about a thing. Because ain't nobody else escaped my grasp. And then all of a sudden the grace I hold, I can't hold it. So then He went down into hell. And He preached to those spirits that were bound down there. And hell said, yes, nobody else escaped my grips. Hell said, I got Him. Hallelujah. But then hell, death, and the grave got together and had a little fellowship. They said, we can't hold Him because He got all power. Can we say all power? Come on, can we say He had all power in heaven and in earth? Hallelujah. All right, let's get to the message. But death, hell, nor the grave could hold Jesus. That's why I'm glad I know Him. Amen. Somebody say Hare Krishna, Muhammad, Sanyang Moon, David Koresh, Jim Jones, Golden Ami Aslami, and all the rest of them. Death held them. The grave held them. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, you may be touched by turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm indeed honored that the Lord didn't stay there. We bless the Lord for the women's conference on yesterday. They had a serious topic. Surviving in your desert experiences. All right, man, don't try and preach it. It's a ladies' conference. They say you can mention it, but you cannot use it. You know, everybody hear that, say, oh, that sounds real good. And also the rescue ministers, that's a ladies' thing. You can't be surviving your desert experiences. They got to do that. So we honor the Lord, amen, for the way that He blessed them on yesterday, amen. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to be in church and to know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, amen. It's wonderful to be in church and to know God as your Lord and Savior. Amen. In the bulletin, if you didn't get a bulletin, read it. Learn that song. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not. I said there's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. And we thank God for that. We're going to read just two verses of scripture. 3, actually, 15, 16, and 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and then we'll we'll delve into St. John chapter 11. Amen. Verse 15 read, "For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many be down to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment." I heard somebody say they got an expiration date. Whatever you're going through is but for a working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we honor you on this afternoon. Then, Lord, in the congregation, we ask you to search every heart. Lord, search every mind. Lord, you know what every need is this afternoon. Father God, our request is send your word to heal us. Lord, heal up the brokenhearted. Lord, if there are any that are spiritually blind, we ask you to open their eyes. Lord, if anyone, the devil has given them a deaf ear to your word, Lord, we ask you to loose their hearing. Oh God, we ask you on this afternoon, if anyone is bound of anything, nicotine, drugs, alcoholic, Lord, set the captive free. And Lord, for this, we honor you. We praise you. Lord, we glorify you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Verse 15 reads again. For all things are for your sakes. Whatever you're going through this afternoon, is not God does not intend it to overthrow you, but it's for your sakes. Amen. With that being said, our message this afternoon is, Lord, I don't understand, but thank you anyway. You have some of those times in life where some things just don't make sense. Lord, I truly don't understand, but I thank you anyway. Amen. Paul is telling, he said, well, you might not understand it, and at the present moment, it might not feel too good. Anybody got some of those don't feel good experiences? I know James Brown. Now, I'm not going to go real bad here.
All right.
I said, I'm not going to go real bad, but James Brown said, I feel. But sometimes we got some situations in our life. We can't identify with James Brown that I feel good. Because some things just don't feel good.
Right.
Some hurts that we can't really explain, they just don't
feel good.
Trials that seem to come out of nowhere and seem like they linger, they just don't
feel good.
Amen. When loved ones and families, people that you thought you could count on the most, that you thought would be on your side forever, and they let you down, those things just don't feel good. The job that you've had for so many years, it all of a sudden comes to an end, and you don't understand it. It just don't
feel good.
It don't feel good. You can fill in your own situations for what you're going through in your life. Amen. That's why somebody said, can't nobody tell him like I can what he's done for me. Nobody else knows like you know what God has done for you. Nobody else knows the, as the lady said, on a desert experience. Amen. What God has done for you. And it just, when you really think about it, sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. When we say, Lord, I'm doing my all, I'm giving you my everything. Lord, what more could I have done? He said, Lord, I don't understand, but thank you anyhow. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of, Lord, I got to thank you anyhow. Because when I thank you, hallelujah, I realize that this thing is going to redound to your glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I don't understand it, but I still thank you anyhow. Lord, I'm confused. Lord, my mind, I know the right thing to do, but in my mind, I have questions. Anytime this life sometimes seems to approach or present you with more questions than answers. It just doesn't make sense. Lord, I give you all. Anybody been faithful to God? Lord, and then all of a sudden, I got one of these tests that just did not make sense. So I went home and I prayed. And sometimes you just can't pray on it enough. And after you finish praying, all right, Sister Sharita, I don't remember your prayer request. I didn't forget it. I know I see you looking at me, I didn't forget it. But after you finish praying and you cry sometimes, you say, well, oh, you know, all you macho men, you macho men. You know, y'all have those, I do my stuff. Yeah, you cry sometimes too. Macho. Amen. Those are the times when you know you're giving your best and it still don't make sense. Amen. And you're giving your private time and it's just you and God. And you're reasoning with God. You're rationalizing with God. Saying, God, you said do this, and I did it, and you made me a promise that you'd be there. But God, I don't understand. Lord, I got a lot of stuff I don't understand in my life. I have a lot of challenges that don't make sense. But guess what? I thank you. Anyway, Paul goes on and say, he said, for which cause? Even though I don't understand it, in verse 16, he said, for I don't understand, he said, but for which cause we still do not quit. You might not understand what's going on in your life. You might not understand why your world seems to be turned inside out and upside down. It doesn't make sense. You can't write it down on paper. You can't make it. You just can't seem to figure it out. But God knows all about it. Amen. So it says, for which cause we faint not. Lord, my outward man is perishing. Lord, the more I consider the things that are going on in my life, my outward man is beat up. Amen. I don't, you know, anybody get a little older? You don't run quite as fast as you used to run. You don't walk as far as you used to walk. You can't do some of the things. That outer man is what? Perish. Hallelujah. But I thank God that my inward man is being renewed day by day. So Lord, I don't understand all the physical things that are happening on my external. But I got a praise report because God is doing a new thing down on my inside. Hallelujah. I don't understand how my body is tormented and wrapped in pain. But on the inside, I say I can sing. When I was a kid, I can't sing, but I used to go to the Baptist church. And I guess sometimes in the Baptist church, they don't care if you mess up. I used to mess up a lot. Amen. I want to sing sometimes. My kids are like, oh, we'll do that for you. Just reach. Amen. But I used to sing in the Baptist church, and the part of my song I used to sing was glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my, I said glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my, I feel better. So much better. Since I leave my, Lord, my friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I leave my, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I leave my, Salima. That means my inward man. Hallelujah. God, maybe it ain't so pretty on the outside, but God is doing a new thing down on the
inside.
So Paul said, just look at it this way. Even though you don't understand, it's nothing more than a light affliction. It's nothing more than a light affliction. And thank God it only lasts for a moment. I said it's a light affliction. Lord, but hallelujah. When I start to look back over my life and I start considering some of the things that you've done for me. Amen. I said I got some things I don't understand. There's some ways God took me that didn't make sense. Hallelujah. But when I look at where I am today, Lord, I can say thank you anyhow. Lord, when I thought I was doing everything to be on your side, Lord God, and then something happened out of nowhere, I can still say
thank you, Jesus.
When it doesn't make sense, that's where you gotta praise him. That's why the songwriter, he must have been going through a terrible trial when he said, well, Lord, my life is troubled, is inside out and upside down. But when I began to praise him, he said, when the praises go up, come on, y'all, when the praises go up, Lord, I thank you that your ears are open to my prayer. Lord, I've been down so low. I've been in some quandary, low situations. But my God, can we go to St. John chapter 11? I promise y'all, I ain't gonna be long. Somebody said, you've been too long already. That's right. Amen. St. John chapter 11. This is one of those I don't understand in situations. We're gonna talk about Lazarus. And let's look at Jesus' approach to Lazarus' situation. Amen. Verse 1 reads, now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was then Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Usually you're thinking that the Lord loves him and he knows that he's not doing too good. What was Jesus supposed to do? He's supposed to go there, right? And see about him and find out what's going on. There are some things that we just don't understand in life. They just don't make sense. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. But for the what?
Glory.
Whatever you're going through, you may not understand it, but all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might do the things given a man and renowned to the what? Glory of God. Jesus said, you don't understand it. You can't figure out what you're going through. Hallelujah. But you can be guaranteed in the end, I will be glorified. That the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, Lord, now you said if I call you will answer. I sent a prayer request and I sent it to the anybody going through some stuff like, Lord, I prayed about that last week. Right about now, I thought you should have worked on that situation. Now, they always talk about your ears are open to our prayer. Why didn't you come and see about me? He said, when he heard that he was sick, God said, I do not work according to your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. Amen, but I'm God. So I'm going to work your situation out my way. So he said, when he heard that he was sick, God did the unthinkable, like he's done for many of us in our situations. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now let's get down to verse 11. Amen. Let's get down to verse 11. You would think now, if God really loved me, he should have came to see about me. Amen. Lord, I put this petition, this prayer request before you. You should have came. You know how, because today we can cook food in a hurry. Amen. You can get home at 5 o'clock and be eating dinner at 5:30. It might not be no nutrition in it, but we eat it. Because we can do everything so fast, we expect God to work like we want him to work. The problem in us not understanding God is that the Bible, God says this. He says, my thoughts are not
your thoughts,
not your thoughts. Neither are my ways, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways to your ways and my thoughts to your thoughts. So guess what? Sometimes when God is working your situation out, you won't understand it. And it will not make sense. So was the case with Mary, Martha and Mary. They said, Lord, in between these things, they sent for Jesus. And you know what? You know how you sent for something, you just standing there waiting? He whom thou lovest is sick. That's all you need. They didn't just say sent for Jesus for Lazarus, but for he whom thou lovest. Do you know God loves all of us?
Yes.
But he's going to come in his own time. And it may not make sense. These things said he, and after that he says unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of
sleep.
Then said his disciples, if he sleep, he shall. Sometimes we just don't understand what God is doing. Sometimes when we hear God's word, we think it means one thing when God means something else. So we do not always have a full understanding for what God is trying to tell us. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is. Wait a minute, Lord. We already sent for you. We knew he was sick. But sometimes God wanted to show you some stuff in your life so you can understand it wasn't nothing you had to do with. You had nothing to do with it because the situation is out of your hand and out of your control. And it doesn't make sense. The next verse said, and I'm glad. Wait a minute, he died. What do you mean you're glad that you didn't come? Because he had already told him. He said, if this sickness is not unto death, that means God had a plan. There are some times in our life when our plans and God's plans do not jive. But God still has a plan. So when at this point things don't make sense or you don't understand, still thank him anyhow. I heard somebody say, Lord, I don't know how, and I don't know when, but I do know that you're going to fix it. I said, I don't know how, Lord, and I don't know when, but I know you're going to fix it. So I heard somebody in the Word of God say, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till mine. So I don't understand. But I know he's going to.
Fix it.
Amen. I know y'all getting a little bored. So can you say fix it?
Fix it.
Come on, can we all say it together? Say fix it.
Fix it.
Whatever you're going through right now in your life, God will
fix it.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. One somebody said, hallelujah, awake all night long. I prayed and I prayed and I mourned and I mourned. But my soul couldn't rest contented. He's going to fix it. The problem is we need to find God in the midst of our I'm glad for your sake that I was not there to the intent that ye may. Do you know the reason God has not done it yet? It's not for your demise. It's not for you to lose courage or faith or hope in him. But he hasn't done it yet because he wants you to believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples. Sometimes every once in a while I'm from Atlanta, so I just slip that south in there for y'all. Okay?
Right.
Then I just come on back up north. So it's disciples, but then I go back to the disciples. Let us also go that we may. They did not understand. God had already said this sickness is not unto death, but he said that I may be glorified. You cannot be glorified and die at the same time. Amen? So that's when things did not make sense. When we don't fully understand. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave.
4 days. All
right. How?
4 days.
Not in the morgue, not getting ready to be buried. Amen. But he lay there for 4 days already. That's when it doesn't seem to make sense. Amen. Lord, you should have came while there was still hope. As long as there's a God in heaven, whatever you're going through, there's hope. Hallelujah. Because he didn't do it when you wanted him to do it, there's still hope. It doesn't, I don't understand it, but thank him anyhow.
Amen.
He hadn't fixed the job, and I don't understand it, but praise him.
Anyhow.
Husband, wife, children aren't right. Lord, I've been praying, I've had him on the altar for a long time, and you have not fixed it yet, but still, praise him anyhow. Hallelujah, Lord, I've been faithful in paying my tithes and my offering, and it seems like every time I turn around, somebody is sneaking more money out of my account than putting it in. When it doesn't make sense. That's when we have to praise him anyhow. They thought that God should have came when I called him the first time. The audacity of Jesus to come 4 days later. Not only did he come, he could have came while he was still preparing the body. But not God. He came 4 days later and he was in the grave. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. We're talking about when we don't understand. When things don't make sense. Amen. Lord, this petition. Anybody been praying for something for a long time? And God still has not answered it? He will. Because he's a faithful God. Man may let you down. I've let my wife down a whole lot. But I can guarantee you one thing. Jesus never fails. Whenever I go, I'll tell the whole world that my Savior never fails. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had came when you called, when we called you the first time, that's what she meant. Why didn't you come? You know, sometimes we humans get to the position where we like to try to dictate to God. Now, we sent for you 4 days ago. What were you thinking about? Amen? Yes, we do that. Some of y'all got some situations y'all been praying about, and you tell everybody else he's going to fix it, but then you go to him and you do the old Martha. Lord, if thou had been here, if you would have came when I asked you the first time, my brother had not died. Those are the same times when God is working in our lives and they just don't seem to make sense. When he's not doing it like we thought he should do it. When he has not came to grant us the deliverance when we thought he should have done it, it just doesn't make sense. Amen. I'm going to speed this up. So we know the whole story goes to there. Actually, go down to verse 21. Did we just read 21? Oh no, go down to 23. Jesus says unto her, thy brother shall, he's going to rise again. Whatever you're going through, don't be downtrodden, don't be downcast. God says, it will rise again. You lost the job, don't worry about it. Be faithful to God. He's going to give you a better job. Because he has assured us that it will rise again. All right, am I losing everybody? Y'all with me or what? Y'all with me? All right. See, that will rise again. Somebody said, don't start acting up there. Right? I gotta act up, because when I act up, y'all stay with me. If I just say, y'all say, well, we just float them off. But when I act up, you with me, okay? You know what that means? Get going. When she said, we're with you, that means you, okay, then you're gonna do all this stuff, get going, all right? Let's get going. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection. She still did not understand. In spite of what it looked like, God was working down in the dead situation. Hallelujah, your situation might seem dead, hopeless, and lost. But God is working in that dead situation. Jesus said unto her, hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. Amen. He that believeth in me, though he were dead. Some of us have had a dead relationship with God, and we thought we never ever restore a dead relationship with him. He that believeth shall rise again. Amen. Though your situation might seem hopeless, God has given us the assurance that he shall rise again. Aren't you so glad that Jesus is Jesus? Aren't you so glad that God is God? Aren't you so glad? Hallelujah. The devil counted me out, but Jesus counted me. The devil counted me out, but Jesus counted me in. I was down in the grave. For 4 days I couldn't get no peace. For 4 days I couldn't get no rest. But all of a sudden, Jesus spoke into my situation. Anybody know who Jesus is? Anybody know who Jesus is? A little later down in verse 40, he says unto them, said I not unto thee, that if thou shalt believe, if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. Whatever you're going through this afternoon, God has allowed it to happen so you can see his glory. So I don't understand, but Lord, I thank you anyhow. Lord, I thank you anyhow. That's the kind of God we serve. Be dead. Lord, but as long as I got a ear to hear. Anybody got a ear to hear? Anybody can hear when the Lord speaks? Lord, speak to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I shall rise again. Amen. So Jesus is there at the grave. And their reasoning, I'm not going to go to the Bible, I'm going to use this. All right, so you all right, follow me. So they get to the grave and they're saying, wait a minute. We heard about all these other miracles that he done, but could not this man that opened the eyes of the blind the ears of the deaf. If he was here, could he indeed? Amen. Now that we have the grave, Jesus says, send out none of thee. All you have to do is what?
Believe.
Can we say believe?
Believe.
Come on, you get victory when you
believe.
I don't care what you've been going through. I don't care how bad it's been. Still, you got to
believe.
You got to believe. Jesus said, you just keep believing. Hallelujah. I don't care about the naysayers and everybody else, what's happening to them. You keep believing. Because before Lazarus was raised from the dead, everybody else that went in the grave stayed there. But I have an ear to hear my Lord and Savior. And he said, if you just believe, thou shalt see. Anybody need God to do some glorious stuff in your life? Anybody need God to make a way out? He got to the grave, and Jesus said unto them, all I need you to do is believe. Yes. And in order for you to believe, I need you to do something. He said, roll the stone away. That stone represented opposition. It represented doubt. God said, Jesus said, now I'm going to do this, but in order for me to do this, I need you to do something too. He said, roll ye away the stone. Lord, I'm in the grave. Lord, I'm dead. Amen. No breath, no life. Thus some of our situation this afternoon. Some of us have died in the midst of what we're going through. So what do you mean, guys? I'm alive physically, but I'm dead spiritually. I've lost hope in God. I lost confidence in God. I lost faith in God. I'm in the tomb. Losing my mind. Yes, we've had some almost mind losing scripture what Jesus said. I don't care what, you know, sometimes some of our loved ones are so messed up, we give up on them. Believe God. And believe God. That delivered, believe God. This is what Jesus said, St. John's 10:35. Amen. When Jesus speaks it, no one can change it. 10:35, if you don't get it, I'll read it. Amen. Just remember this as we read this. Verse 34 said, Jesus answered them, is not it written in your law? Okay, turn the music down a little bit, please. And then in verse 35, he said, if he called them gods unto you, unto whom the word of God came, the scripture, Jesus said this. If he called them gods unto which the word of God came, the scripture cannot be whatever you're experiencing today. Stand on this word. Jesus said, you don't have to worry about it. If you stand on my word, it cannot be broken. Your deliverance is on the way. Your healing is on the way. God's going to make a way. You've got to stand on his word. Because it cannot be broken. Hallelujah.